Welcome to the Culture Shock Podcast. My name is Stephen Adboye, and this is my voice speaking to you guys, letting you know that this is a state of an emergency podcast because I feel I need to say a couple of things in regards to the outpouring of love and respect to the cause of Black Lives Matter, to the cause of George Floyd, who lost his life because of a police officer, to the whole situation in regards to the disgruntledness in our society based on poor leadership, the awareness of white privilege that exists in our society, and using that as a weapon to do more damage to another person's life. I mean, we've seen cases of the video that went viral from Amy Cooper, who was going to use her white privilege to incarcerate a black man in New York City. I'm even going to go as far as talking about a recent video that went viral of Joe Biden having a conversation with Charlemagne the God and saying, in so many words, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And then to just top it up, from an American standpoint, from a British standpoint, the people in charge, prime ministers, presidents, have equal amount of ignorance that exists in their mind. And if they ever addressed the situation that is currently happening in this world, it's not coming from a place of empathy. And so by addressing those points, you can understand why people are frustrated. And if I was to provide my perspective on a lot of what's going on, the only thing I would say is, when you are typecast to be a certain type of person and you're expected to behave a certain way, you restrict your freedom to live the way you want to live. And when you play the game that society asks you to play and you're still punished, or you're still withdrawn of the opportunities that exist based on your skin color, you can only imagine what happens next. It's only natural for someone to feel frustrated and not heard when they're doing the best to keep things normal, when they're doing the best to provide for their families, when they're doing the best to just walk down the street. I can see the outpouring of stories that exist from my fellow black friends, black family members, black associates that have gone through so many stories that I've gone through as well. Having to put on a mask sometimes just because they had to hide elements of who they are to fit a narrative, to stay safe. And for those who don't understand that, I would say you're very lucky and privileged. But for those who do, I think we all understand why we are hurting as much as we are right now. So what happens next? Do we continue to scream and shout more? Are we going to be pointed out as people who are causing too much noise and destruction in our society? Or are we going to actually make a change that turns into a revolution? because I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. And I think I've been prepared for this moment for a long time. Ownership of who we are is going to change the way we move around this world. And I'm not saying ownership as in things you own, but who you are as an individual and who you are as a collective. With a shared mission and shared purpose, I think we can make effective change. And this is the optimist in me, because I feel that before it gets any better, unfortunately, we have to get through this point that we're in right now. And I'm fully aware of how the media has portrayed the current events and how they try to criminalize the scenes that exist just to take away from the message that Black Lives do matter and replace it with Black people are looting and destroying property. And for me, this is very unacceptable. For me, I am trying to do the best to portray in a very calm way how, again, we're typecast as a people because the narrative suits it better to portray Black people as destructive. I have seen many occasions of riots happening in America on sporting events. Yet, when it comes to this situation, where it's a protest that has turned into a revolution, you use those images to take away from the narrative. And if you really think about it, if you ignore the narrative, there's going to be more collateral damage because people are not being heard. It's almost as if you have a flame, and instead of knowing that it's fire and you need to put it out safely, you're putting oil to make the fire burn brighter, to burn harder, and it'll be uncontrollable. I mean, look at what the President of the United States mentioned in tweets using the reference thugs, and we know what the term thugs means in terms of people, in terms of using military force to control the issue. Does that speak to solving anything, or does that speak to going to war? Because that's what the military is there for. And if you really think about any revolution that exists in our history, it's never been peaceful, unfortunately. It's never been a peaceful scenario where change occurs peacefully. And to our credit, we've done protests before peacefully. We've kneeled down peacefully. We've used hashtags peacefully. We've spoken up publicly peacefully. And yet, I don't think those voices and those actions fully resonated to the people who were there to listen and understand. And if you think about anyone who wants to be heard and being silenced and then using their voice louder, and being silenced, and then using their actions to express their emotions and their thoughts and their feelings, and being silenced, the only thing that occurs is escalation. But no. See, when someone doesn't want to listen to you, they expect you to be silent and for you to just be quiet. And to give them credit, it did work for a while. It did. Because struggles in African-American societies, struggles in the UK with systematic racism have been shunned upon, silenced, swept under the rug. And now we're exposing them for what they are. And if you're shocked by that, at least you've learned something today. But I don't think you're shocked at all. I think we all know it exists. And I think we all know we have our own biases and our own perceptions. But the challenge here now is, what are we going to do about it? What can we learn from this scenario? How can we strategize, mobilize, and move forwards? Because if we don't, all this effort, all the hashtags in the world, all the posts, all the blackouts, all the protests, all the conversations, without any action that leads to a better world, will be just what it is. Noise. Now, I feel like we need to fully understand what we can do collectively and what we can do to support each other. And so if there was a plan of action, this is the best thing I would say. First thing first, lead with empathy. I know there's a lot that's out there in terms of a movement and want to be a part of that movement. But if you're doing it because of social pressures to look a certain way, just please reevaluate those priorities, because it's so easy to be caught up in the moment and then not follow through later in life. Because for effective change, we need to understand the root cause and fully engage with that as much as possible to recognize that that is a problem area that we want to fix in our society. And if you look back in history, we had moments of that. And so the next thing to mention is to get educated, to understand your rights, to understand the rights of humanity. And I'm not an expert, so I'm going to do the best to share my knowledge by sending some links to more informed sources, because we can all do with learning more. In addition, I'll be looking into the charitable organizations that exist for Black Lives Matter, as well as George Floyd, any sort of foundations that exist in terms of covering funeral expenses, or any sort of supportive organizations that surround those two causes. I'll be donating to sort of provide any support where possible. And I hope you guys do the same too. So I'll also drop some links for that as well. And then if there was a third thing, it's a tough one, because I guess this is the cause of why I do the podcast, and it's a lot to ask for, but I think we all need to learn that during this pandemic, we have to stay safe. So do the best you can, even when protesting, make sure you stay safe, because we don't want to lose lives here due to this pandemic as well. But coming out of the protests, I hope we all feel empowered to start building our own legacy and not trying to live off a establishment to feel worthy, to provide us income. And if there's anything that we've learned through this pandemic, it's that anything and everything can change. And that nothing is really certain. And that the only thing that you can use that's a valuable asset that disappears every single day is our time. And how we use our time is so valid and so important. So that's why I do appreciate everyone who's done the most to make an awareness to this cause. But the next thing is to build the legacy that you're destined to build. You don't all have to be entrepreneurs, but I do hope you all become owners of something. It doesn't have to be a multi-million pound business. You don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to find a unicorn. You don't need all that. But what you do need is an element of control in your life, knowing that the things that you're passionate about are yours to keep. And if you do share your talents, or you do pass it over to the next generation, you're building a better world for us to live in. Because in history, and specifically in Black history, so much of that was taken away from us. So many doors were shut. Some doors were never open. The access to knowledge was not there. But during this time, we're so privileged to have the internet, to have skills, to have God-given talent that we can harness and build and use for good. And that's now our new privilege. And I know the term white privilege has been thrown out so many times in our media. And I feel at some point, the term white privilege will be abolished because it will just be privilege. And there'll be privileges for everyone who has access to those. And it might not be easy to sort of understand that right now. But in time, I think we all will have access because we will put our talents first to build the world that we're supposed to build in. And don't get it twisted. I will understand that there will be obstacles in our way to make those changes happen. But that's what the fight's all about. Nothing was ever easy. You can't go through life without challenge, unfortunately. But the challenges that we face have to be of good quality. So if there's any final words for me, I'm here for you. I'm here for anyone who wants to talk, who wants to understand. Feel free to reach out to me. I have all my messages open on my Instagram. You can forward an email if you want to. All that's in the website at culture.com. And for anyone who is trying to do the impossible, and when I say impossible, I'm talking about making effective change, starting that business, living their dreams, going after their purpose, continue to do that because you inspire not only me, but you inspire a whole lot of other people to do the same. And for anyone who's seeing someone doing those things, please support. It's so easy to see someone trying to do something different and just watching, but supporting someone else who's already established. Black people in general find it hard to sort of get certain things through the door. And we're not asking for those doors to be open because we're black. We're asking for the support from all of you guys so that we can encourage each other to be the best versions of ourselves so we can make it through those doors and even build our own tables so we don't have to ask anymore. We want the same accessibility as everyone else. And it's all happening right now. And I do not want to victimize black people anymore. I do not want to look at us as a society and as a culture and say, why don't we have this, and complain. I want us to stand up tall, stand up strong, be empowered to live our truth, just like anyone else should, because that is a human right.